The Revenue Roundtable Podcast, brought to you by Revco Solutions, your path to a better revenue cycle. Covering the hottest topics facing the industry each and every podcast. Here are your hosts, Kendall Agassi and Morgan Patrick.
Welcome in to this episode of the Revco Solutions Revenue Roundtable Podcast. I'm your co-host, Morgan Patrick. I'll introduce the other players here in just a second. This is an industry where requirements, regulations, and best practices change every single day. We're here to help you improve that bottom line without sacrificing the patient experience. Now, each month, we're going to address important revenue cycle issues facing healthcare providers today. And to catch up on past episodes, if you've missed something, well, you can find a helpful resource. Visit our website at RevcoSolutions.com. So let's welcome in, first of all, my co-host, Kendall Agassi, Client Engagement Manager at Revco Solutions. Kendall, welcome.
Hi. Yes, thank you. Yes, my name is Kendall Agassi. Been with Revco Solutions for 5 years and in my current role of client engagement for 2 years. I'm based out of the Durham office, and my role really enables me to work with several departments in the company and manage several of our key client relationships across the country, which puts me in a great position to be a co-host and make sure important information gets out to our listeners.
Well, make sure we get co-host podcast in your description on the website so everybody knows exactly who they're listening to each and every week when we get into all these different topics. Well, our guest on the program, no stranger to Revco Solutions, he's president, Larry Ebert. Larry, welcome in. And before we get into our question and answer portion of the program, how about a little bit about yourself, your history in this industry and with this company?
Yes. So I started in this industry, the collection credit data industry 44 years ago. So I've been around a little while. With Revco Solutions, we've been together now. A merger took place. We've been together for about 3 years. Today, I'm welcoming the opportunity to talk to you about presumptive charity care today. And some of the past history of what we've done with propensity to pay, collection data, other data that we've utilized to help our customers, whether at tax season, and how we build our processes and our experience with it to put together this presumptive charity care model that I think is important to the medical industry.
Kendall, why don't you jump in and let's get this started. I know there are going to be a lot of questions. We want to provide a lot of information. That's why we have Larry here with us today. But again, there's going to be an opportunity. You can get in touch with Revco Solutions. You can check us out on the website at RevcoSolutions.com. There are past podcasts there available for you too. And you can do a lot of research there. You can get a lot of information. But Kendall, go ahead and jump in and I guess throw that first question at Larry.
Yeah. And you know, it's just pretty straightforward one. It's, you know, what's meant by presumptive charity care, Larry?
Presumptive charity care is a determination that a patient is presumed eligible for charity care based on financial and other historical qualifiers. These patients are often not old enough for Medicare and just above the income requirements for Medicaid. Generally, you'll often see these people did not apply at the hospital. So there are people that are not aware that there is something else available to them out there.
Question and answer portion of the podcast. Again, you're listening to Revco Solutions Revenue Roundtable Podcast. And our guest today is Larry Ebert, president at Revco Solutions. And we are talking about presumptive charity care. And you just heard exactly what that is. And when did presumptive charity care begin being needed by hospitals, Larry?
Hospitals began using presumptive charity care years ago to aid people in their communities who had lower financial income. Then there's also been a need for quite a few years, and this goes back a while, for hospitals to keep their charity, their nonprofit status. And then the IRS also became a part of this with 501R, and there's reasons in there that the hospitals needed to write off accounts to charity care to, again, meet their nonprofit status.
Revco Solutions Revenue Roundtable podcast rolling on. Special guest is Larry Ebert, president, Revco Solutions. And we're getting into presumptive charity care because it's a term you're going to be hearing. And just to give you a little bit more information about it, Kendall, I know you've got another question.
Yeah. And Larry, what criteria do hospitals utilize to determine charity care?
Hospitals provide charity care in general through their Medicare programs, Medicaid, and there's different state programs out there. For instance, I live in the state of Ohio and they have an HCAP program. But hospitals also have financial assistance policies, and they may often use these to determine presumptive charity care in their communities. And presumptive charity care, again, is usually based on the U.S. Federal Poverty Guidelines. And then the U.S. Federal Poverty Guidelines are out there. You can find them that the Census Bureau of the United States government usually has put these together. And I'll give you an example. Those guidelines would have one consumer, one dependent, one consumer at a $12,880 income. If the hospital's financial assistance policy says we will write them off presumptive charity care up to 300%, which would be three times that income. That would be $38,640 of income that the hospital would consider writing off for the patient based on their presumptive charity care and U.S. federal poverty guidelines.
Questions continue. You are locked in to Revco Solutions Revenue Roundtable podcast. My co-host is Kendall Agassi, Client Engagement Manager at Revco Solutions. I'm Morgan Patrick, Consumer Advocate. And Larry Ebert, President at Revco Solutions, is our special guest on this podcast. And we are getting into presumptive charity care. Next question for you, Larry. What is the value of utilizing a presumptive charity care scoring model?
Well, utilizing a presumptive charity care scoring models do not require communication with the patient. It makes it easier for the hospital to meet their charity write-off obligations. And again, according to their, based on their financial assistance policy, it's again makes it much easier than having to work directly with a patient, with everyone, to do that.
Wonderful. And Larry, you know, where do organizations like Revco, who provide these services, where do they acquire the information needed to determine if a patient qualifies for presumptive charity care?
We get our data from a credit reporting agency. We get our data from government statistics that are out there that other companies that put them together and sell that data. We also get our data from the hospitals that we serve. So there's a combination of a considerable amount of data that goes together to put our presumptive charity care score model together.
We want to remind you, Revco Solutions Revenue Roundtable podcast. I'm Morgan Patrick, your co-host and consumer advocate. We have our co-host Kendall Agassi with us, client engagement manager at Revco Solutions. Special guest this week is Larry Ebert, president at Revco Solutions. And again, in an industry where requirements, regulations, and best practices change every single day, each and every month, we're going to have a podcast for you, and we're going to be talking about the bottom line and, again, the patient experience. And each month, we're going to address important revenue cycle issues facing healthcare providers today. And to catch up again on past episodes, we want to remind you, you can go to RevcoSolutions.com. And again, our podcast will be there for you. Just click on the subject matter you want to listen to, and bang, there you are. We're going to take a very short break, but come right back with more on presumptive charity care.
You're listening to Revco Solutions Revenue Roundtable. If you have any questions about our discussion, please reach out to Revco Solutions. For more information, please call 855-202-0113 or visit the website RevcoSolutions.com. Thanks for listening. The podcast continues right now.
You're listening to Revco Solutions Revenue Roundtable Podcast. I'm co-host Morgan Patrick. I'm joined by co-host Kendall Agassi. You can find her at Revco Solutions, a client engagement manager. Our special guest today is president at Revco Solutions, Larry Ebert, and we are discussing presumptive charity care.
Thanks, Morgan. And Larry, I have another one for you that relates to the last question. What differentiates Revco's data and model from other competitive models out in the market?
Good question. Revco utilizes more than census data to estimate the patient's income and eligibility. I believe that's very important for our hospitals and our medical clients. This includes consumer credit data and other demographic data, including some of the hospital's own data. Hospitals are, and it's important to them to meet their financial assistance policies, but it's also important to them to have good cash flow. I believe we have less good payers that we write off to presumptive charity care because of the models that we use and the data that we use.
Revco Solutions Revenue Roundtable Podcast, the topic du jour is presumptive charity care. Next question up for you, Larry, is there a way to validate the accuracy of a presumptive model?
It's probably not easy to validate it in a sense that if you're going to statistically do it, have holdback samples, going to write part of the people off to charity care and part not, and try and collect them. Those kind of things are hard to do. It's best left for people like us to do it, not the medical hospitals. I do believe what some of the easier ways to make a decision on evaluating the accuracy of presumptive models is to what data sources does your provider use? Are they just plain using government statistics? Are they using other data? And I think those are probably some of the better ways to evaluate the accuracy and how these models accumulate the patients in them.
Thanks, Larry. This may be a tricky question, but do you have any sense as to the number of hospitals that utilize a presumptive model?
I'm not privy to that kind of data, so I really don't. I can't tell you if 1,000 hospitals across the country use it. I know that a lot of our customers utilize our presumptive data. I also know that a lot of hospitals use a lot of other companies. There's other companies that sell that data out there. With us, that data, again, it's also a value-added product with us, with our customers that we serve. So I can tell you, I do believe with the requirements of 501R, that we're seeing more and more hospitals have the need for a model to meet their guidelines, so their financial assistance policy. I believe it's considerable in the marketplace.
And Larry, I want to clarify for the listeners that when you say this is a value add to our clients, it means that we do not charge our clients more to utilize the program, correct?
Yes, that is correct. It is a true value added product.
You're locked into Revco Solutions Revenue Roundtable Podcast. Each and every month, we are going to talk about just the topics that everyone wants to hear about. And we're doing that certainly this month with presumptive charity care. Is there a specific point, Larry, in time that hospitals, as accounts receivable ages, that hospitals utilize this information? And what would you recommend?
Again, at points in time, it probably depends on their financial assistance policy that they have. At Revco Solutions, we can meet their policies that they have and their dollar requirements at any time in the collection revenue cycle. Typically, we see it early, but we also have customers that might ask us to run the model when they are placing it for collections. We've even had past occurrences where hospitals have required us, ask us for old charge off debt that's years old to give it back to them to meet their financial assistance policy. I believe when they were short that they've needed it for some of their, to again keep their status as a nonprofit hospital.
Great. And for this product, what type of reporting tools are available to hospitals when they utilize a presumptive model?
We have interfaces built with most of the hospital systems in the country. We do business with a lot of hospitals. And I can give you examples, whether it's Cerner or if it's Epic, that we take data from hospitals, we give data back to hospitals on those systems. And we can also build custom reports to give the data back. So typically, we're already doing that in the marketplace, and it's fairly easy for us to do it.
You are listening to Revco Solutions Revenue Roundtable podcast, and we are all over presumptive charity care for this month. Our special guest is Larry Ebert, president at Revco Solutions. Final question for you, Larry. If hospitals were interested in learning more about Revco's presumptive model, how best should they reach out to you?
Well, I'm going to pass that on to our client engagement manager here beside us.
Way to delegate, Larry. Good job.
So well, Larry can always answer a question here.
Larry can answer, definitely any more questions the listeners may have on this product. But if you do want to contact us, like Morgan said, you can always visit our website, revcosolutions.com, and go to the contact us link, or you can always send an email to sales@revcosolutions.com.
Well, I've got to say, it's been a lot of fun. My first podcast with you, Kendall, and Larry, fantastic to meet you, and certainly very educational. And that's what this is about. This is a podcast, for industry people that want to have more information, and especially for this month, presumptive charity care. And we hope you've enjoyed today's roundtable, the Revenue Podcast Roundtable. And thank you for joining us. And again, if you've got any questions, as Kendall said, you can find out more information at revcosolutions.com. There are past podcasts there, a lot of things that you can dig through. And again, if you've got questions, just go to revcosolutions.com.
This information is in no way intended to constitute legal advice or create an attorney-client relationship between Revco Solutions and anyone listening to this podcast. Legal advice must be tailored to the specific facts and circumstances of your case. Best efforts have been made to ensure this information is up to date. However, this is not a complete examination of the law and cannot replace the advice of your own legal counsel.